This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
It's Tier Tuesday with Jones and Keith.
The GOAT!
Tier Tuesday, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. No Keefe today. Chris Scheim is in. Coach Scheim?
Yes, sir.
Or as the text line refers to it, it is dark and delusional with Jones and Scheim on WEEI. We're brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Tier Tuesday, we're going to tier off NFL teams here today, Scheim, which I'm excited about. We have them in various tiers. As Keith likes to say, though, the tiers are fluid, so we can update accordingly. But we will start at the top with the best around. These teams are the best around, Scheim, is what they are. Tier below that, just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
Those teams are, of course, just a bit outside the teams that are the best around. After that, very popular, the Frisky tier. These are your Frisky teams?
My favorite.
You like the Frisky?
That's my favorite tier.
You suggested this one, Scheim, the Amber Lamps tier.
Bring Amber Lamps.
That's going to be for an injured team.
Yeah, there's a couple injured teams out there.
There are. They're not just bad. They're a little banged up.
A little banged up.
Next to the last tier, dealing with amateurs.
We are dealing with amateurs.
And then, of course, the bottom tier, just straight up trash.
I think it's trash.
Okay, those are our tiers. Let's start with our teams here, Billy. Who do we got?
All right, in the AFC East, the Patriots are 12-3.
Okay.
They have to be best around,
they
right?
They have to be the best around. You're the best around. Don't think we need to debate it.
No, not at all. Drake May is the best in football. It's fine.
We're not tearing off Drake May. We're tearing off NFL teams.
Yeah, well, he's part of the Patriots, so Patriots, that makes them the best.
Patriots are best around. Who else here, Bill?
11-4 Bills.
Best around?
I would say best around.
Are we going to go that high?
I mean, they have the best football player on the planet. The roster is not that good, but like Josh Allen is so good that they're going to be Super Bowl contenders. They have to be there.
Some of it is just the rest of the AFC, too.
At his resume compared to everybody else's.
Very much wide open for them. Okay, who else?
Dolphins at 6-9.
Okay.
Amateurs?
I think amateurs probably, what are they, 6 wins right now?
Yeah, they did win 5 in a row at one point. They had a chance to make the playoffs and then fell apart.
Last week was really bad. I was really bad last week.
Yeah, but then again, they are starting Quinn Ewers now.
Yeah, that's
reports are probably not going to stick with Tua next year.
He's an amateur.
Yeah, he's definitely an amateur.
Let's put them there.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Okay.
Because they're not like the worst team in football, but they're definitely not good.
No, but I think I'm with you, though. I think there's a tier below teams like the Dolphins, yeah, for sure. Who else, Bill?
3-12 Jets.
Okay, this would be an example.
I think it's trash.
Toss that one directly into the bin.
Jackson, you're right.
Nailed it.
Next up.
AFC North, the Steelers at 9-6.
I still want to say frisky, but maybe that makes me a hater. Are they frisky?
I think they're just a bit outside.
I don't know
what it is about the Steelers team.
Just a bit outside.
They just win games. Like, they win games they have no business winning. They kicked the crap out of the Detroit Lions in that game, it felt like.
They did. Billy, break the tie. Are they frisky or are they just a bit outside?
I think they're frisky.
Yep.
All right.
In your face, Sean.
Where
they go.
0-1. I'm officially 0-1 on tiers, but I'm 1-0 as a coach.
Billy gets it. You know who to side with, Bill. Good work. Exactly. Who else?
7-8 Ravens.
Amber Lamps? Lamar Jackson has been injured all season. That defense was a mess for the first, like, 2 months.
Are we putting him there because Lamar's hurt again?
Yeah.
If Lamar wasn't hurt, where would you put them?
Probably frisky.
Amateurs? Okay.
Ooh, or amateur. Yeah. Like frisky amateur. That's why I'm thinking Amber Lamps. They're right in between frisky. Like when Lamar plays.
A frisky amateur is something that you could probably make a lot of money with.
Yeah, yes, you can.
But okay.
I think a lot of people have made money with that. But like, it's
Amber Lamps.
When Lamar is healthy, they're frisky. When he's not, they're just Amber Lamps because he's hurt.
All right, let's pop him in the Amber Lamps. What else?
Amber Lamps.
Bengals, 5-10.
This has to be amateurs.
Thank you. I thought you were about to say Amber Lamps. No.
We are dealing with amateurs?
No. Joe Burrow is healthy. Ja'Marr Chase is healthy. T. Higgins like missed a week with a concussion, but he was healthy last week. This team is just not that good. They looked awful against the Ravens 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Awful.
Sad Joe Burrow, although he was back in a big way this past week.
Yeah. Miami, also amateurs. So, you know, if you're going to power rank them, I know Keith doesn't like to do that, but if you're going to power rank them
I love to do that.
Power rank them in the tier.
Oh, in fact, you know what?
Bengals ahead of Dolphins.
I'm going to do that. Keith never does that. I'm going to put the team. I'm going to put the best team.
See,
for this.
I agree with you. You should power rank them in the tiers.
Oh, it's good to have the power in the tiers. I'm going to put the best team to the left of the tier.
Yeah, make sure you put the Patriots to the left.
Oh, they're there.
Yeah, okay, good.
Don't you worry about that. All right, Bengals have shifted to the left of Dolphins, but on the same tier. Oh, I like this. Okay, keep going.
3-12 Browns.
They're trash.
Trash.
Yeah.
I think it's trash.
Simple.
No other real place for
Kevin
them.
Kevin Stefanski, do you think he's still a coach next year?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe a coordinator. But like a passing game coordinator?
Oh, no.
Quarterback coach?
I think he'll be an offensive coordinator somewhere.
Okay.
But just not with the Browns.
Wouldn't want it to be for my team, that's for sure. No. Okay, who else?
8 to the AFC South, Jaguars, 11-4.
I want your answer on this.
I am so close to saying the best around.
No.
I will stick with just a bit outside.
Thank you.
Just a bit outside.
I'm real close, though. I'm on the edge.
They've been promoted. They're cats. Typically, they go frisky. But you win in Denver. You get to go up a tier just a bit outside.
Trevor Lawrence has
just a bit outside.
Awesome for a month now. Like, in his last two games, I think he's thrown 10 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Like, he has been all the things you thought you were going to get out of college, you're finally getting, which is kind of nice.
I think, not to go full grandpa in Vietnam era, but like, I think the hippie needs a haircut. I think that would be like a real thing for him to do, but he could really like pivot to that later in his career.
I think also too, there's a bit more, I think, and again, credit to Liam Cohen, there's an FU to his game this year that was never there before, where now he's
but think of it with like a buzz cut, like a flat top.
With Keith's hair.
Yeah, like a real FU. No one has Keith's hair. That's just the crazy thing.
Fair point.
We'll put them just a bit outside. Who else, Billy?
10-5 Texans.
10-5 Texans.
So I would go frisky for the Texans. I don't think they're quite just a bit outside. I think it's just a defense. Like, I don't trust. Did you see CJ Stroud against the Raiders this week?
Do you want to add just a defense for a tier? No. I would argue just a bit outside. Billy, break another tie. Are the Texans just a bit outside or are they frisky?
Frisky.
Let's go, Bill.
All right.
I'll put them on the board.
To the left of frisky. I don't appreciate that, Billy, whatsoever. What else?
8-7 Colts.
8-7 Colts.
Amber Lamps.
Amber Lamps?
Yeah. Like, their season was going great, and then guys started getting hurt. DeForest Buckner got hurt. Daniel Jones got hurt. Anthony Richardson's taken a stretching band to the face, and he's on IR.
Sauce Gardner they acquired.
Sauce Gardner, the first game, gets hurt.
All right, Amber Lamps. I don't like them, but that's probably the right spot for them.
Great Amber Lamps.
Okay, who else?
3-12 Titans.
3-12 Titans are trash.
Trash.
I think it's trash.
Although, I gotta say, though,
they're like playing a little better.
Yeah, they're building their way towards amateurs, but they're not there yet.
If you were gonna rank them in trash, I have them in between the Jets and the Browns right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Or are they less
no,
trash
they're
than
better
the Browns?
Than both of them.
Yeah, okay, you're right. Let's put them to the right of that. Okay.
Because I think Cam Ward is like there's moments there where he's not bad. It's just I think the rest of the team sticks.
Okay. Who else?
To the West, the Broncos at 12-3.
Yeah, best around. You're the best around. They won 11 in a row, Jones.
Uh-huh. But what happened last week?
Yeah, they got beat by the Jaguars.
These are present-day tears.
Yeah, I know.
They lost to the Jaguars who are on just a bit outside.
Just because they're present-day doesn't mean you
and
forget about
hair.
The last 2 months.
Say it again.
And with long hair.
Yeah, oh, man. If Trevor Lawrence took Bo Nix's haircut.
Might have had like a 60-point game.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you're right.
I want to put him just a bit outside. Billy?
Just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
Okay. Oh, I like it.
Okay. You guys are not. I'm trying to fight for my guy Keith here and his guy Bo Nix,
nope.
But I just can't
do
it.
This is not a Bo Nix fandom.
No,
it is not. What else?
Chargers 11-4.
Have to be in the same spot.
Yeah,
just a bit outside.
I agree.
Just a bit outside.
There's still like a chance the Chargers win that division too, by the way, which would be very interesting.
Yeah, that's why the Broncos don't belong on the best around tier. Right, although I guess there's a chance the Bills could win the tier as
and
well. We have them both ahead.
What Justin Herbert has done with one hand here the last couple of weeks has been kind of impressive. So,
yeah, it's not his throwing hand.
No, but like it's still one hand.
Yeah.
And he's out there taking hits more than anybody. He has taken more hits in a single game than Drake May if he played 100 Ravens games.
Look, you give me one hand, I can make it work. That's all. I don't need the second one.
Oh, yeah.
Sick brag, bro.
Jones is very familiar with Joe.
Doesn't even matter which one. I can make it work.
Have you ever sat on it?
Yeah. No, not yet. I'm saving that for
all
a
right.
rainy day.
Keep that one in the holster.
What else?
6-9 Chiefs.
I bet a lot of people would say Amber Lamps. Mm-hmm. I kind of think we should put them amateurs.
I'm with you. I agree.
I think Amber Lamps lets them off the hook.
Yeah.
We're dealing with amateurs?
They were bad before Mahomes got hurt.
Amateurs.
Yeah.
Amateur.
We're dealing with amateurs?
Amateur clown show.
Do you ever think
year.
Of a time Tom Brady would have been called an amateur?
No.
No.
No, no, no.
Nope. Not in this dynasty.
That did not happen. Okay. Chiefs are amateurs. What else?
2-13 Raiders.
Oh, they're trash.
This is as trash as trash gets.
I think it's trash.
You see the game that's lined up this weekend on Saturday?
Yeah, they played Giants, right?
Sunday in the 4 o'clock window.
Giants?
Yeah, Giants-Raiders. The battle for Fernando Mendoza.
Honestly, that's entertaining.
Oh, yeah. Especially because they don't want to let Jackson Dart do anything.
Maybe we can circle back to Fernando Mendoza, but that guy, that's a perfect Jet and or Raider.
I know. I love Fernando Mendoza.
Do you?
Did you? That post-game interview after winning the back?
No, that's why he's a bust.
Oh, no.
Yes.
That's why he's a winner.
He's like a watered-down Jared Goff.
Oh, no way.
Oh,
he's
yes.
way better than Jared Goff.
Right, maybe we'll circle back to more of this coming up.
We got to have this.
What else do we have, Bill?
All right, NFC East, the Eagles, 10-5.
Just a bit outside?
Yes.
Yep. Just a bit outside.
Like that defense is Super Bowl caliber, but the offense is still just so disjointed.
Yeah.
They have the talent. They just don't show it.
I have them just a bit outside. I think that's the right place. I still don't fully buy in,
yep.
But it wouldn't shock me at all if they went on a run.
Agreed.
Next up.
6-8-1 Cowboys.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Cowboys.
Amateurs?
Frisky?
Frisky?
Yeah, I mean,
they just got blown out by the Chargers.
Yeah, but
they're not frisky.
I don't know. They've been pretty frisky. They have six wins.
One hand.
They lost to a quarterback with one hand.
I know, but like that's a team that's going to be in the playoffs. Like, I just think the Cowboys are
all right. We can't normally what we do if we have a tier break like this, we just put it in the middle tier. But you can't put the Cowboys in the Amber Lamps.
No,
tier.
They're not so Amber Lamps.
Billy, are they frisky or are they amateurs?
Amateurs.
Amateurs.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Dak Prescott has played great this year.
Look, I'll put them.
Dak Prescott needs more credit.
I'll put them to the left of the Bengals and the Dolphins, but they are in the amateur tier.
Okay, fine.
What else?
4-11 Commanders.
Also amateurs?
Trash? I was thinking trash.
Trash them.
I think even in the games that Jaden Davis.
I think it's trash.
They haven't been good.
Yeah, right. I think Amber Lamps would let them off the hook. Like,
yeah.
When Jaden Daniels has played, they've kind of sucked.
Yep.
Trash. Okay, cool. What else?
2-13 Giants.
Trash.
Also trash.
I think it's trash.
All right, this is important, Shime. Since we rank within the tiers without Keith.
Yeah.
Raiders or Giants all the way to the left?
For
Raiders.
Me, it's the Giants.
Oh. Billy?
Raiders.
Yeah, you lose again, Sean.
I don't know. I saw maybe it's recency. I thought we were doing recent tiers here. The way the Raiders played against the Houston Texans, far more inspiring than the
lost?
Way the Giants played against the Vikings.
Well, when they lost, they didn't win.
The Giants didn't attempt a pass until the second quarter.
Okay, so?
The Raiders
both lost. Like we are paying attention to what just happened.
Genty
they both lost.
Ash and Genty,
no, Genty
real
looked
good.
Nice. That's, I've been waiting good. For it. As yeah, I'm like true. The King Ashton Genty guy.
Same.
I've been waiting for it. What else?
NFC North Bears 11-4.
Ugh. I mean, I guess just a bit outside. They can't be best.
Just a bit outside.
I love Ben Johnson. God, I love him.
He's
so good.
I hate Caleb Williams.
Mm. Caleb Williams can throw a football, though.
Well.
That throw at the end of the Green Bay Packers game was a seed.
Once every five throws, where you're like, oh, I get why he was the number one pick. And then the other four, you're like, why was he ever the number one pick?
Stat for you, Jones. You'd think that.
I do
stat
think
for
that.
You. Caleb Williams has thrown the least amount of interceptions in a quarterback's first 1,000 passes ever NFL history.
Yeah, you know who else never throws picks? Brissett, and he stinks. So I don't think that means anything. It's like, does he get the right read? Does he understand how to play the position? Is he accurate? No. That would be my stance on
it. It's getting better.
What else?
9-5-1 Packers.
Can I make a case for Frisky?
Sure. I'll listen.
I think without Micah Parsons, they're missing one of their safeties.
I like it. Frisky.
I don't think they're just a bit outside. Like I
like it.
I would not be shocked if they lose the next two games and somehow the Lions sneak into the playoffs.
Okay, you're frisky, Green Bay. Deal with that.
Yeah.
Who else?
8-7 Lions.
Sam?
Talk about frisky. Yeah. I don't know what happened in that Steelers game, but like they could be Jahmyr Gibbs could run for 200 yards and three touchdowns or have 16 yards. I don't know what that defines frisky to me.
All right, they're at the bottom of the frisky tier, but they're in the frisky tier. Okay, who else?
7-8 Vikings.
Oh.
Have to be amateurs,
wait,
right?
Wait, they're 7-8?
Is that true?
Wow.
Bill.
Okay, they're better. Wow, I didn't realize they had that many wins. Yeah, amateurs, though.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Is the right place for them. I'm surprised they have. O'Connell's a good coach. I mean,
coach.
They're horrible.
Well, to be fair, they were, what, a 13-win team last year? 14-win team? Like, that roster's really good. It's just the quarterback is bad.
I can't believe they have 7 wins. Okay. Anyways, that's where they go. Who else?
To the south, 8-7 Panthers.
8-7 Panthers are like frisky at best.
Okay. I have a question for you.
Uh huh.
I hate to do this in the middle of the tiers. Do we need a new tier? Because I feel like the Panthers and Buccaneers should just be in a tier. Nobody cares who wins the division. like these teams suck. Both of them are
we
so
could
bad,
do, we could
and yet
do
one
that,
of them is going to be in the playoffs.
But now we have me running Tier Maker for the first time, and I'm not sure I know how to add another tier beyond what we've already added.
Okay, all right, fine. Let's go frisky.
Let's go frisky.
They did beat the Green Bay Packers and the Rams, so I guess we can say frisky.
You're now at the bottom of frisky.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Yeah, that's good. Perfect.
Who else?
7-8 Bucks.
Same? Amber Lamps? They've been hurt all year, but now they're healthy.
Now they're healthy, and they still stink. They are giving up so many penalties.
Amateurs?
Yeah, amateurs. Perfect. I think they're going to lose the
division. We are dealing with amateurs.
You're at the top of the amateurs, Bucks.
Perfect.
Congratulations. Okay.
6-9 Falcons.
6-9 Falcons are
amateurs.
That's the right place for them.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Okay.
5-10 Saints.
5-10 Saints. Yep.
Frisky.
I don't mind it at all.
I am a mother shucker. I love Tyler Shuck.
I'm a fan of Tyler. I didn't realize that's how we were referring to ourselves, but
yes.
I am also a mother shucker as well.
Perfect.
Okay, good.
12-3 Seahawks.
Just a bit outside.
Love it.
Cool. Just a bit outside.
Same wavelength.
Welcome
love
to the
that.
Top of just a bit outside. You
perfect.
Might be the one seed, but that's where you go.
Perfect.
Next.
I don't trust Sam Darnold.
The 11-4 49ers.
Just a bit outside.
Okay.
Just a bit outside.
Agree. I'm going to put them below the Broncos. I may have to rethink that. Ram? I'm sorry, Billy?
Yep, the 11-4 Rams.
Best around.
That's what I think. Now we are talking about reacting to last week and results matter.
Yeah.
But they've split with the Seahawks this year. Best around. That's where I put them, too. I believe in them. They have a bunch
that
of good wins.
That roster's loaded. And when Davante Adams comes back, they're going to be better again.
Last team.
3-12 Cardinals.
Trash.
I think it's trash.
These borderline look perfect. Okay, here we go. Shime. Best around. Patriots. Rams. Bills.
Perfect.
Just a bit outside. Seahawks. Broncos. Niners. I may have to rethink that order. Jaguars. Eagles. Chargers. Bears.
Just a bit outside.
Nailed it.
Your frisky tier. Texans. Packers. Steelers. Lions. Panthers. Saints. In the Amber Lambs tier, you have the Ravens and the Colts.
Great Amber Lambs.
Dealing with amateurs. Bucks. Chiefs. Cowboys. Vikings.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Falcons. Bengals. Dolphins. And then all the way down in your trash, you'll find the Raiders, the Giants, the Jets, the Browns, the Titans, the Commanders, and the Cardinals.
I think it's trash.
Okay. I think that's perfect.
Great work. Keep an eye
out. Good job by you.
At Jones and Keefe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.